Somewhere in this time, we bring in John Nickel.
Yeah.
Did you and John know each other back in elementary school?
Oh, yeah. I met John when I was in the sixth grade. A mutual friend called Avis Goad. Avis still lives in Muskogee. We were buddies. We hung out together and fished together and hunted together. And he met John. John had just moved into the neighborhood. And John voiced an interest in learning how to hunt and fish. And he said, well, I got just the person for you, John. And he introduced John to me when we were in the sixth grade. And then we went on to know each other in the seventh grade at Ellis Robinson High School. Over those years, we became very, very best friends.
Then you went your separate ways.
Yeah. Because John started his marriage life while he was still in high school. So he went to work after he got out of high school to earn a living for his family. And I had the opportunity of going to college. So I went one direction and he went the other. But when he went to work, he started developing the Greenleaf Nursery System. As you know, he became a very prominent man in that system. I saw him from time to time as I was traveling. I'd see him on an airplane, not at Muskogee, but we just crossed paths. I couldn't believe how much he'd changed. You know, he'd become a really cool, cool Southern gentleman. Then one day, while I was living in Arkansas, I'm going to say about 15 years ago now, got a phone call. It was from his wife.
Julie,
yes. Yep. She asked Emily, my wife, if she could reserve a day or two of fishing as a gift certificate for a friend of theirs. We said, okay, because we have a little program where people who want me to give them private instruction or be with me for whatever reason. It's called A Day with Dave. So she bought two of those for his Christmas, for this gentleman's Christmas. Well, about 2 weeks before Christmas, I get a call from John. And he said, Dave, this is John Nickel. Do you remember me? And I said, God, yeah, John, I still love you. You know, we're still buddies. And he said, well, we bought a gift certificate for a friend of ours because he said before he died, he wanted to spend a day fly fishing with you. His name was Dennis Carpenter. And he said, but Dennis just died. Would it be okay if I came up and fished for you for that day? And I said, Lord of mercy, yeah, because I was thrilled to see him again. In fact, I got goosebumps just thinking about it right now. Anyway, John, we bonded immediately because you know yourself, he is a wonderful, wonderful human being.
Yep.
I'm a little older than him, but I want to grow up to be just like him. Anyway, ever since then, we've been developing our current relationship.
He founded the Greenleaf Nursery, and then they got into the wine
business. Farmington Wine Company in Napa.
And then he gave much of the ranch to the John T. Nickel Family Nature and Wildlife Preserve.
Not this ranch here, but he gave 17,000 acres. There was a ranch on that 17,000 to the Nature Preserve.
So that's near here?
Yeah, it's about 15 miles as the crow flies from here. It's all along the Illinois River.
Don't you think both of you kind of became successful, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Just think, when you go back here now, Dennis died. Maybe John would have bought another anyway, but it was Julie who actually brought you guys together again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're here. You've leased part of the land for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Another sign that something good was happening.
Oh, it had to happen, yeah. You know, in fact, John brought us here and showed us his ranch. And he was showing me this little stream here. And he said, Dennis always wanted to stock it with trout, but we never thought they'd survive here. And I said, well, they want like this, but we can enhance it so that they will, because that's one of my other jobs for usually private owners, but also sometimes state agencies. I enhance streams, make them more productive by improving the environment.
For trout?
For trout mostly, yeah, but bass too.
Okay.
It's just like anything else. You can make an area more productive for species by improving the environment. So he said, well, if you'll do that, just tell me what you need. Within the year, we had turned the habitat here into a trout stream. Didn't have to do much, but we had to do some things.
That's great.
But the crazy thing is that I now live in Dennis's house. He's the man that wanted to fly fish with me, but he perished before I could meet him.
Oh, and the house, of course,
that
is right
Dennis's
up the way.
House,
I was in this a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh.
I know. That's pretty crazy.
So you are creating flies and selling flies, too, around in this time period, aren't you?
I was inventing flies, and they're becoming very popular. I was making them myself and having a few friends make them. A fellow by the name of Dennis Black, who was a native of Umpqua, Oregon, came to me one day and asked me if I would consider having them mass-produced in a third world nation, and he gave me a royalty for them. So we began to do that. and he started manufacturing them in India and in Thailand. So I don't really sell flies other than collector flies anymore myself. I still make a lot, but I make them for you and me and to fish with, as well as if somebody wants one for a collector thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm well known for maybe 40 or 50 different flies.
Okay. But have you created all the flies that you could possibly create?
Oh, Lord, no.
Do some new ideas still come to you on how to...
John, it's as natural for me to do that as it is for me to eat an apple. You know? I mean, that's just my makeup.
So you're always thinking, how can I outwit the trout?
Yeah, now, the thinking part goes like this. There's some water there. What lives there, the fish? What does that fish eat? And it eats a snail, or it eats a leech, or it eats a crawfish. To me, creating a fly is a matter of seeing what food that a fish is eating and creating an artificial that looks like that. So every time I find out a fish is eating a certain thing, to me it's just like making a little sculpture of that food form, but putting a hook in it. And it's really easy and fun to do.
I think you've created about, what, 300 original flies?
Yes, easy that many, yeah.
There could be that many different...
That have actually been commercialized or sold, yeah.
And you could still probably create another?
As many as you need.